Pope Benedict assured Jewish leaders of his commitment to the dialogue between the two faiths, which is marking the 40th anniversary of the Vatican II Declaration Nostra Aetate, considered the beginning of modern Catholic-Jewish dialogue.
The Council affirmed the Church's conviction that in the mystery of the divine election, the beginnings of her faith are already to be found in Abraham, Moses, and the prophets. On the basis of the spiritual patrimony and the teaching of the gospel, it called for greater mutual understanding and esteem between Christians and Jews, and deplored all manifestations of hatred, persecution, and antisemitism. At the very beginning of my pontificate, I wish to assure you that the Church remains firmly committed in her catechesis and in every aspect of her life to implementing this decisive teaching.
Father Norbert Hoffman, the Secretary for the Holy See's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews, speaks of the importance of this first interfaith delegation to visit the Holy Father.
Christians have Jewish roots. It's the relation of Christianity to Judaism is not comparable to the relation with other religions. Insofar, it is justified that the first delegation is a Jewish one.
Rabbi David Rosen says Jewish leaders look forward to working with Pope Benedict.
He is particularly sensitive to the concerns of the Jewish community. He understands because he has experienced himself in a similar but different way to his predecessor what the evil of anti-Semitism is.
The Holy Father says examining the roots of anti-Semitism is an important part of the dialogue between Catholics and Jews.
Remembrance of the past remains for both communities a moral imperative and a source of purification in our efforts to pray and work for reconciliation, justice, respect for human dignity, and for that peace which is ultimately a gift from the Lord Himself. Of its very nature, this imperative must include a continued reflection on the profound historical, moral, and theological questions presented by the experience of the Shoah.
Pope Benedict ended his discourse by urging everyone to work together to build a world more in harmony with the will of the Creator. I'm Charles Collins.